275.2 suffer the little children to come unto me, and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of heaven. These precious words are to be cherished, not only by every mother, but by every father as well. These words are in 276 encouragement to parents to press their children into his notice, to ask in the name of Christ that the Father may let his blessing rest upon their entire family. Not only are the best beloved to receive particular attention, but also the restless, wayward children, who need careful training and tender guidance. 275.3. Chapter 48, Heaven's Estimate of Children. Children are the purchase of Christ's blood. Christ placed such a high estimate upon your children that he gave his life for them. Treat them, as the purchase of his blood. Patiently and firmly train them for him. Discipline with love and forbearance. As you do this, they will become a crown of rejoicing to you and will shine, as lights in the world. 279.1 The youngest child that loves and fears God is greater in his sight than the most talented and learned man who neglects the great salvation. The youth who consecrates their hearts and lives to God have, in so doing, placed themselves in connection with the fountain of all wisdom and excellence. 279.2 Of such is the kingdom of heaven. The soul of the little child that believes in Christ is, as precious in his sight, as are the angels about his throne. They are to be brought to Christ and trained for Christ. They are to be guided in the path of obedience, not indulged in appetite or vanity. 279.3 If we would but learn the wonderful lessons which Jesus sought to teach his disciples from a little child, how many things that now seem insurmountable difficulties would wholly disappear. When the disciples came to Jesus, saying, "Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" Jesus called a little child unto him, and set him in the midst of them, and said, "Verily I say unto you, except ye be converted, and become as little children, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven." 280 Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same is greatest in the kingdom of heaven. 279.4 God's property entrusted to parents. Children derive life and being from their parents, and yet it is through the creative power of God that your children have life, for God is the life giver. Let it be remembered that children are not to be treated as though they were our own personal property. Children are the heritage of the Lord, and the plan of redemption includes their salvation as well as ours. They have been entrusted to parents in order that they might be brought up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord, that they might be qualified to do their work in time and eternity. 280.1 Mothers, deal gently with your little ones. Christ was once a little child. For his sake honor the children. Look upon them as a sacred charge, not to be indulged, petted, and idolized, but to be taught to live pure, noble lives. They are God's property, he loves them, and calls upon you to cooperate with him in helping them to form perfect characters. 280.2 If you would meet God in peace, feed his flock now with spiritual food, for every child has the possibility of attaining unto eternal life. Children and youth are God's peculiar treasure. 280.3 The youth need to be impressed with the truth that their endowments are not their own. Strength, time, intellect, are but lent treasures. They belong to God, and it should be the resolve of every youth to put them to the highest use. He is a branch, from which God expects fruit, a steward, whose capital must yield increase, a light, to illuminate the world's darkness. Every youth, every child, has a work to do for the honor of God and the uplifting of humanity. 281.4 The path to heaven is suited to children's capacity. I saw that Jesus knows our infirmities and has himself shared our experience in all things but in sin. Therefore he has prepared for us a path suited to our strength and capacity and, like Jacob, has marched softly and in evenness with the children, as they were able to endure, that he might entertain us by the comfort of his company and be to us a perpetual guide. He does not despise, neglect, or leave behind the children of the flock. He has not bidden us move forward and leave them. He has not traveled so hastily as to leave us with our children behind. Oh, no, but he has even the path to life, even for children. And parents are required in his name to lead them along the narrow way. God has appointed us a path suited to the strength and capacity of children. 282-281.1. Chapter 49, Mother's Helpers. Children to be partners in the home firm. Children as well as parents have important duties in the home. They should be taught that they are a part of the home firm. They are fed and clothed and loved and cared for, and they should respond to these many mercies by bearing their share of the home burdens and bringing all the happiness possible into the family of which they are members. 282.1 Let every mother teach her children that they are members of the family firm and must bear their share of the responsibilities of this firm. Every member of the family should bear these responsibilities as faithfully as church members bear the responsibilities of church relationships. 282.2 Let the children know that they are helping father and mother by doing little errands. Give them some work to do for you, and tell them that afterward they can have a time to play. 282.3 Children have active minds, and they need to be employed in lifting the burdens of practical life.